Is there any long-lasting harm to being raised religious, as I was, Catholic, and then coming to atheism, versus being raised atheist from childhood? And I think definitely harm, but not necessarily long-lasting. It depends. The first thing to say is that your early mental habits are the hardest to break because they come to seem obvious to the child. They were instilled in him from the outset. He learns automatically to treasure God and God's world as the master, the creator, the perfect, the model. If you then give him atheism, what does that do? Is he able to overthrow that whole supernaturalist viewpoint? Well, it depends, of course, on how independent he is and how much it was instilled into him. But often it's very difficult for him to do. And what he does if he becomes an atheist, this is very common, is to continue to accept religion, but in different terms, hiding from himself that that's just a version of religion. For example, Marxism, if you read Dim, I argue is a version of the belief in the supernatural, but it's not the Christian version. I often see objectivists who reject God, but were brought up with the idea that morality is commandments from God. And then they just substitute the objectivist commandments for the Ten Commandments. And the result is that they are unable to apply the objectivist virtues within a specific context. Just you must be independent. And then the next question will be, well, what about an 8-year-old or a 15-year-old? That is a religious remnant from the way ethics is presented to you when you're religion. Or most people who say, well, somehow I'll get through, or somehow I'll win the lottery. Those somehows really are God will smile on me. So there's a lot of ways in which you can continue to be influenced to accept religious ideas, even though you have formally become an atheist. So it really depends on what you are taught and how much you were instilled, how much you have integrated what you learned as a child into yourself, into your values, into your action. If it was just Sunday school, that's one thing. It's much easier to get rid of it. But if it really became a part of your life, then you have a much greater problem. You know, who was it, Skinner or one of these, I think it was one of the behaviorists said, give me a child for his first 7 years, I think it was seven, and I will have him for life. Now, that's not necessarily true, but if you do that to a child, he's going to have to really fight for his life.